Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you, presented, of course, by BetMGM. Yeah, that was us yesterday talking about Tuanon. Well, Tua and the Dolphins are in Cincinnati. We got ourselves a Thursday night football game. I'm looking forward to this one. Last week, I was not looking forward to it, and the game turned out to be at least interesting, and at the end, went all wacky with the spread and people teases and the covers and all that. But tonight looks like a good matchup. We have a 3-0 Dolphins team. We have a 1-2 Bengals team. We are currently looking at BetMGM with a 3.5-point spread. The Bengals are the favorite, 47.5 on the total for tonight's game. I haven't changed my mind. I mean, has anyone changed where they're at in this game? And we Joe and I have been on the Bengals.
I can't change my mind. Come on.
No.
I can't. Have you heard anyone betting on the Dolphins except me? I mean, things every day it seems worse and worse for my case.
No, see, I would make the argument that not hearing anybody on the Dolphins strengthens your case. Now, I'm not going to go to the other side.
I need all the help I can get.
But in NFL betting, when I hear everybody saying the same thing on one side, that's when alarm bells start to go off. I'm not telling people to go back to Dolphins, but I'm just saying that now we're sitting 3.5, 4. The number did come down a little bit yesterday, by the way.
I was going to take the 4, and then I didn't. I should have. I was waiting.
Yeah.
But it looks like Tua probably will play now. But the Dolphins, they have a really slow offense. So I'm wondering if we're going to see another slow under game potentially.
Under. See, I think in the opposite, because I'm expecting the Dolphins defense to be completely wiped out for this matchup. Mm. And the Bengals offense to do whatever they want to basically score at will.
Yeah, both these teams can make explosive plays. That's why I think we could get close to the number or over, right? Maybe it's not consistently moving the football, but think about both of these offenses. These are big play offenses. I mean, how many receivers in the NFL are bigger play guys than these three, right? You could throw the other ones with Cincinnati, but I mean Chase, Hill, and Waddle. Like, these guys get the ball, and they're a blur. They can just go all the way. So I'm thinking we see some big scores in this game, which likely pushes us close to over.
You think both sides?
Yeah.
You see big scores from Miami?
I think Miami looks like the kind of offense where those two receivers, doesn't it feel like once a game they're going to just break one? I mean, even last week when they didn't do much, Waddle broke that big play late to kind of get them in position to win the game. I think Miami has a big score in this game, maybe not as many as Cincinnati.
I think with this being primetime, and we've seen so many low scoring games so far this season that it could go under. Who is this Bengals team? Is it the team that went to the Super Bowl, or is it the team that started this season, or maybe they're somewhere in the middle? I mean, I'm still not really sure who this Bengals team is and what their offensive line is. And then Miami, they're probably getting a little bit lucky and not quite as good as they have seemed to be through the first few weeks. So, I mean, I think they both have a lot of pressure and a lot to prove in this game, and I could see it maybe being a little bit boring and slow.
All right. For people that have not been with us this week, people jumping in on a Thursday as you're starting to get ready for the weekend, looking for a wager tonight, here's our stance. Myself and Joe G on the Bengals, Aaron has been on the Dolphins, and our case for Cincinnati is the following. First off, you have Miami riding high. They haven't lost. They're coming off the Super Bowl win in very tough conditions, even though they're used to the heat down in Miami. But we remember, and keep in mind for the Buffalo side too, even though it's Sunday to Sunday instead of Sunday to Thursday, that was not easy conditions. And I think that's what led to the lower scoring game than most of us were expecting, with the Bills' entire secondary missing that ball game. So Miami is coming off a huge win. They did celebrate it like it was a Super Bowl. Is there some sort of a letdown on a short turnaround with a rookie head coach? And if you look at the numbers, ATS, those rookie head coaches on their first Thursday game are terrible. That's always a bet against move, certainly. And Cincinnati, you know, the final score looked like they dominated against the Jets. I didn't feel that way. Having them everywhere in Survivor, it was a comfortable feeling, and it was never a question. But also, they could have stepped on their throats, and they didn't. I don't know if that's Zach Taylor or what it is. And when the line gets past the field goal, that always concerns me a little bit. I honestly have considered playing various alt lines tonight, like minus 7.5, minus 10.5. We'll look at the value there throughout the show. But yeah, I haven't changed my stance. As far as contest, though, once it got past three, out. I mean, I felt so strongly about the Bengals early in the week when it was 2.5, and when it was three, we were having the open conversation about, boy, you know, even contests where you have to get all of your picks in before Thursday, if you're going to play Thursday, I felt so strong that I wanted to play that way, or we were considering it. But now I'm not doing that. Past three, I'm not interested in it. I mean, seriously, if we put these two teams on a neutral field, like forget all of the conditions that we're talking about with this specific matchup, all the variables, right? Mm-hmm. If we put, how close are the Dolphins and the Bengals? It's a coin flip, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you've got all those factors that are working against the Dolphins, the Tua injury, and the short week, the new head coach, the fact there's Cincinnati kids filming their practice and giving away.
Hell yeah. Plays. That's what I'm talking
about. There's so many things that it's like setting up to not be a good spot. But I also think the Dolphins are out to prove that they're not frauds. I mean, there was so much criticism about Tua heading into the season, and we were joking, you know, Tyreek Hill giving him all this praise. And hey, are they for real or are they not? We were talking about DVOA, according to Football Insiders, their DVOA is not that great. It could suggest they might be frauds and due for some regression, but there's a lot that they need to prove. And are they for real? I think we're going to see who this team is tonight.
See, I think both run games stink. So is it just going to be pass on both sides? Joe, you were talking about all the weapons on the outside for the Dolphins. And offensively, let's look at those numbers. The Dolphins' offense is number one in the NFL in EPA per play. They're number two in offensive yards per play. The Tua numbers, you know, a lot of people have laughed at him over the last couple of years. He's number one in QBR. He's number two in the NFL in quarterback rating. He's number two in EPA plus CPOE composite. Like, there are a lot of things that are just screaming. And then you look at the running backs. You've got Chase Edmonds on the Miami side. Yards after contact, both of these backs are terrible. Chase Edmonds is 38th in the NFL in yards after contact per attempt at 1.3. Joe Mixon is 48th, last in the NFL in yards after contact per attempt, 0.8 yards after contact.
Do we have to
They've
got
to get him right.
Yeah, I do have to look at Mixon unders. I mean, Joe Mixon has been awful to start this season. 2.8 yards a carry. And, I mean, you look at his career now. He had two seasons, including last year, of over 300 touches. Another one of 280. He's had 1,300 touches in his career. You know, when running backs, we often don't know. It's like you wake up one day and it's over. I'm not saying Joe Mixon's career as a starting running back is over. But
you're saying he's cooked?
Well, he might be. I mean, it's 2.8 yards a carry.
But here's the other thing.
A lot of touches.
I was looking at this in regards to the total, but the Bengals played the Steelers. They lost 23-20 in overtime. They also lost to Dallas, whose defense has been really their shining spot so far this season, 2017. Maybe it's because they went up against some better defenses so far.
Well, they might be, but Miami's defense has been pretty good. Now, they might be tired tonight, which adds to the
I don't think it's as good as the Bengals, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, it's not. The defense?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Miami's defense is not as good as Cincinnati's.
Yeah, their yards per play is bottom five. Yeah, I would agree with that. And Cincinnati, I mean, you know, competition always has something to do with this, but they're fifth in EPA per play on defense. They're pretty good. Fifth in rushing success rate. They're going to stop the run, but they've done well against the pass success rate as well. So here's my concern about betting Mixon unders, and I understand what you're thinking is game script. What if it's what we're saying? If it's Cincinnati by multiple scores, well, who's getting the ball the entire second half, especially with Zach Taylor calling the plays? It's going to be Mixon. And it's a guy that they want to get right. So that would concern me. I'm looking at, I think the over is a decent play. Where are we right now on that?
47.5.
I don't mind the 40 going 47.5, but Thursday game, you know, is it going to be a lower scoring game? But I could see the over. How about the team total for the Bengals? That could be a pretty good look. And if I'm doing props, I'm looking at Bengals receivers. I am going against the secondary, a white secondary of the Dolphins, 90 plays for the Bills on Sunday in the heat. That's where I'd go. You look at certainly Jamar Chase or Joe Burrow.
Well, I have to be consistent. If I'm on the Dolphins, I got to be on Tyreek Hill over 70.5 receiving. He had 33 against the Bills. That scares
Nothing.
Me. 190 yeah. against the Ravens and 94 against the Pats. So if I think the Dolphins are going to cover, I've got who's getting the ball, Waddle or Tyreek Hill. So I'll take Tyreek over.
Yeah, I think it's Jamar Chase night. He's kind of quiet the last two games. It was quiet against the Jets, only four catches. It feels like a game that Chase could go off with a couple big plays down the field. What is he at, 75.5?
I see 71.5 at BetMGM. That's
Let's
a great
that.
Number.
That's a yeah. great, that is a great number. It's interesting. You brought up the Mixon and the game script, and I agree with you. I haven't seen the props for Pirine. He had 9 carries last week for 47 yards. It was 12-9 the carries. At some point, if he's running it better, he's going to get the carries.
Anytime touchdown for our guy Pirine?
Maybe. Zach Taylor likes him. He was on the field
in
that last play of the Super Bowl when they lost the game.
I know.
I heard his name more last year than I did when he was in Washington.
Yeah.
I like saying his name, don't you?
Pirine. Yes.
Pirine.
Yeah.
It's a fun name to say.
With the short turnaround, do you think they're going to split it up more? Possibly.
Right, a short week. So how many carries do you get after the 4 days, you know, the 4 day rest? Tua's props are not up at every book. It's interesting. The MGM does not have them up in the moment.
They're waiting to, aren't they waiting to hear it official that he's in 100% before they post them?
He's in.
It seems like he's going to play, but yeah, they probably don't want to post something and then, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this spread's going to move significantly if he's not in. I mean, he's in.
He better be in.
Otherwise, Aaron's done with the Dolphins. He's not anymore.
I'm fascinated by this result. It's going to be interesting either way. If it's a close game, it's interesting that the Dolphins, through all of that after Sunday's game, they were still battling on the road with a rookie head coach. Even if they don't win, it's going to be interesting. If it's a blowout, it's like, yeah, we saw that coming. But no, nobody is calling for a Dolphins runaway win. That's one thing.
Well, do Joe G and I owe our guy Joe Osborne an apology?
No.
No, through 3 weeks? First of all, you don't apologize for any takes. No, no apologies.
No, but my point is going to be at what point? If the Dolphins win tonight, I mean, and they keep winning at some point. Apologies. I may owe Joe. I may owe him an apology.
Okay, what is your stance on that? Do you?
I got to find the
yourself-
audio. I remember asking him something, and I was definitely talking trash to him about the Dolphins.
Well, everybody's been talking trash to all of these QAnon people. So
We're Canadian. We apologize for everything. So it's just part of our culture.
Do you throw yourself at the mercy of the BetQL court? Is that your way of apologizing for a bad
take?
Okay. Or what is it?
Yeah. And then I tag him in the audio when we send out the clip.
Like
But I don't think it's time.
No, it's not. That's not through 3 weeks. If
Tua
goes on to be a great quarterback, yeah, like if Tua goes on to be a great quarterback, I'll say I was wrong. But I'm not apologizing to Tuanon. Those people are crazy.
You're from Philly.
It's so funny. I think it's hilarious. It's a good bit. There's no way they believe some of the stuff that's being spewed out there. There's no way.
But this is the week for them to go crazy.
What?
Right? He's the number one ranked quarterback right now. Go nuts.
Why does he get people riled up? He doesn't appear like he's a bad guy.
He actually appears like he's a really nice
guy. Why are people so divided? Why is this tearing this country apart? Tua.
He seems like the least controversial quarterback, one of the least in the league.
Right.
Like a regular,
what did he ever
nice
do wrong to deserve this? Sad.
And you know, like some people would say, oh, he doesn't have a gun. Like, we fall in love with quarterbacks that can rifle it. Well, he's got the best deep ball in the league right now.
Yeah. He's pretty good. Crazy. But it is it's a tough spot for them. I do like the Bengals. More in this game coming up. Joe Osborne, Vegas insider and famous Dolphins fan, joins us next. Can't wait for his take on this game. That's next right here on the BetQL Network.